Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip: what exactly should we contemplate and reflect over in order for us to be able to enhance, increase, and level up our ubudiyyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah? So, dear friends, we are here at your service talking about how to increase, strengthen, and level up our ubudiyyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. We see, dear friends, in the traditions of the infallible and immaculate Imams, alayhim as-salam, as well as the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, that contemplation plays a major role in spiritual development and in increasing, strengthening, and leveling up our ubudiyyah. Now, this great emphasis and encouraging us towards contemplation is because this contemplation and reflection will help us to develop spiritually, and of course, it will increase and level up our ubudiyyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. In previous programs, and it's something that really is a part of our life, and that is that, you know, we live in a world where we don't have time to think. It just seems like, excuse me, that we're just turning into machines, you know, machines that are just pre-planned and pre-programmed to do a certain act or a certain activity, you know, for every single day, for the rest of their lives, right? And they really don't have time to think about what is going on. So one of the things here that over, you know, 1,000 years ago, these divinely appointed beings and these perfect human creations, or excuse me, these perfect human beings, which are the perfect creations of the Almighty Allah, you know, they taught us these certain secrets that, you know, are applicable in our daily lives 1,000 years later, subhanAllah. So here, contemplation, of course, contemplation, reflection, tadabbur, tafakkur, are words that are used in the Holy Quran, encouraging us to think and to contemplate, right? But what exactly should we contemplate over? This is also very important. But for now, because we want to answer that question in the next segment, for now, we need to realize the value of contemplation and how when we start to contemplate, because contemplation and thinking in itself involves an individual to detach themselves to a certain extent from this monotonous machine race in which we are in, right? If you're constantly in that machine race, you won't be able to contemplate. And so if you want to contemplate and you want to reflect and you want to think and you want to ponder, you're going to have to detach yourself from that rat race, you know, if we want to call it that. And once we detach ourselves from that machine-like life that we are currently faced in, you know, then we are going to be able to contemplate, and that contemplation over certain things will lead us towards a enhanced form of ubudiyyah, service, worship, and obedience to Allah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مسائنا معي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن
حقق أماني.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As a Muslim, I know I believe in one God. I know I have faith in the uniqueness of Almighty God. I also believe that I have a duty and a responsibility to show and express my obedience by worshipping the Almighty. Ultimately, there is a purpose for me living on this earth and for me to understand the greater meaning of life. I need to look into what I can do to bring about the better aspects of how I live, to find and discover hidden dimensions in my spiritual life. And that's why in this ayah, the third part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. The circumstance of me believing in one God, obeying one God, worshipping one God, is embodied in remembrance of the Almighty. And the most effective, the most productive, the most strong way of me getting to that level is by prayer, by salah, by qurratul ayn, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has said, the pleasure of his eye. He had expressed how he is devoted to prayer. And that's why when one wants to be steadfast in the path of God, when one wants to make sure that even though they might have a very busy routine in their daily activities, when it comes to dhikrullah, when it comes to remembering God, when it comes to praying and showing that level of dedication in their act of worship, prayer in itself is the best and most effective way of bringing about all of those hidden aspects of our lives. And this is why when I remember God, it prevents me from doing many other things that I should be away from. When I do remember God and roll out that prayer mat and pray to God, I am appreciating absolutely everything that I have. That will lead me to understanding what the purpose of life is. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
شاربنا على فكري
حبيبي مدامتا
ساكرنا بها من قبل
لأن يخلق الكرم.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
So welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us in continuation. So we were just talking about the importance of contemplation and reflection when it comes to enhancing and leveling up our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, one of the things we had said was that we're going to have to detach ourselves from this machine race in which we are kind of stuck in on a day-to-day basis if we are going to be able to contemplate. Now, once we have detached ourselves from this machine-like race, which we should really talk about, but again, due to lack of time, we'd have to leave it over for another program. Once you detach yourself, then you begin the contemplation process. Now, we had said in previous programs that how do you want to contemplate? You want to take out a specific time and for a specific time, on a specific day and on consecutive intervals, You want to be able to contemplate and think about various things. Now, what we want to think about and what we want to contemplate, that is really what is important. We don't want to, you know, start thinking about mundane things. You know, when's the next TV serial going to come out? What is the next, you know, I don't know, a superhero movie going to be, you know, or what's the next, you know, music star is going to put forth what album? First of all, this stuff is not to be thought about at all. But most definitely not when you take out time to contemplate. The other things that you don't want to think about, you know, don't think about, you know, I don't know, financial troubles or the chaos going on in the world and these kind of things. Well, anyways, it seems like we could have a whole program on what to not contemplate over. So before we just, you know, end up filling up the program with what not to contemplate over, and perhaps, inshallah, we'll have a program on what to not contemplate over and what the consequences are of contemplating on things that one should not contemplate over, you know, let's talk about what we should contemplate, what we should reflect upon. First and foremost, we said, you know, in another program that the relationship between us and the Almighty Allah, what is our relationship? You know, is it good? Is it bad? Do we even have a relationship? What kind of a relationship should we have, considering that the Almighty Allah loves us, you know, more than 70 mothers? He created us. He gave us existence. He gave us life. He gave us health. He gave us wealth, you know, to a certain extent. He gave us everything that we have. So what is our relationship? Second is, what have we done with our lives? Right? We might be, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, you know, 50 plus years old. What did we do in this life? Are we successful when it comes to the hereafter? Right? Did we do something for the hereafter? Or another question that we should contemplate over is, what is our standing at this point in time if we were to be judged, you know? And in the Quran, it says similar words that a human being will be the best judge over themselves because they know what they have done. So you should be sincere with yourselves and really try to, you know, figure out where we are when it comes to the Day of Judgment. And now these things that we reflect over, another thing to reflect over, the beauty and the magnitude of creation, you know, the beauty of nature, the perfection, you know, the absolute power that can be seen within the cosmos, you know, another thing to reflect over. Now, the answers to these questions should take us towards ubudiyya, and that's what's important. Our relationship with the Almighty Allah is not good. That means make it better. That will increase and level up our ubudiyya. You know, what did we do with our lives? For example, God forbid, we wasted, you know, the most of our life, the vast majority of our life we wasted. Okay, from now on, we make amends and we move forwards and we try, you know, to do good for the whatever remainder of our life. This increases your ubudiyya. You know, what is my position today when it comes to the Day of Judgment? Man, you know, God forbid, I've done a lot of sins. You know, the situation doesn't seem too good for me. Okay, ask for forgiveness, make amends, move forward. It will increase your ubudiyya. Thinking about nature, the awesome power of the Almighty Allah, the perfection of the Almighty Allah, He must have created all of this for a purpose. And He must have created us as human beings for a purpose. What is that purpose? The Holy Quran says the purpose is to obey the Almighty Allah, to worship the Almighty Allah. It is the ubudiyya of the Almighty Allah that is our purpose. This again then takes us towards the increasing and leveling up our ubudiyya. And I wanted to talk about the Holy Quran and contemplation, but I guess it will have to be for another program. So take time out to contemplate and contemplate over at least these three or four questions that we brought up in today's program. And inshallah, you will see a increase and a leveling up and a strengthening of your ubudiyya, your service, your worship, and your obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. La ilaha siwa